Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 67. Full forecast details are coming up. The father of a three-year-old boy who died of a gunshot wound is now facing charges in the child's death. Jeremiah Pitt was found dead in the upper unit of a home in the 1800 block of Howe Street last week. Today, 30-year-old Jeffrey Pitt Jr. was charged with first-degree reckless homicide, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and possession of a firearm by a felon. According to court documents, Pitt first denied having a gun in the apartment, but later told police he drank 5 shots of alcohol before coming home, where he put on a movie, passed out with the toddler nearby and his other son lying on his chest, and a loaded handgun in his waistband. According to the complaint, Pitt said he didn't wake during the night and found the boy dead and the gun missing the next morning. Another man has been charged with taking the gun when he found it lying on the floor and allegedly hiding it at Pitt's request. 27-year-old Laquan Russell has been charged with obstructing an officer and harboring a felon by falsifying information. Both men appeared in court this afternoon. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole is giving tentative support to a scenario that would have a special election for mayor October 17th, a September 19th primary, and 20 days to circulate nominating papers August 3rd through the 22nd, but won't formally take a vote to hold it until August 2nd. The October 17th date was one of a dozen calendar scenarios presented by City Attorney Scott Letney, who noted November 7th, a normal first Tuesday fall election date, except this year, is not available by statute. Letney explained that even waiting until next spring and the normal election cycle would require the council to declare it would be a special election for mayor.
Because the term is not up, but it would be held the same date with the same timing as the spring election. So it's not 66 to 77 days, 60 to 77, it's like 75 to 92 days or something like that. But you wouldn't have to actually call the election until later in the year.
The vote to recommend October 17th as the special election date for mayor to the Common Council for an official declaration was 9-1. Alderman Ray DeHaan, the lone dissenter, while Alderman Sandy Winder abstained, her name mentioned as a possible candidate. The Racine Council voted 8-4 last night to support the financing model presented by city staff and consultants for the proposed Lakefront Event Center. Voting against the Committee of the Whole recommendation were Alderman Widener, Jones, Smetana, and Lemke. The final vote on the project proceeding or not won't come for several months. One of the downtown Racine business owners concerned about vehicles that appeared to be speeding along Main Street and the danger it presented. But a study shows that's really not the case.
These times, particularly during First Fridays or when we're having a lot of pedestrian traffic down there, usually it's late morning until, you know, the middle of the evening, 9 o'clock or so. And I think what we found out is that most of the vehicles that are traveling through there are traveling in this overall 10 mile per hour pace, which is between 21 and 30 miles per hour.
City engineer John Rooney told the Traffic Commission there may be a perceived problem, but the data disputes it, especially with First Friday gatherings when average speeds are even lower. The Kenosha City Plan Commission tomorrow will review plans for 3 tax incremental districts, all of them on the west side of the city near the interstate. Kenosha Community Development Specialist Zoreb Kaligian says the districts are designed to assist development at 3 sites, which include the former Dairyland Greyhound Park. Zilber Property Group is planning speculative developments at 2 of the new districts, one near the Kenosha Regional Airport and the other east of Mars Cheese Castle. He said the city is still in negotiations with a possible developer for the Dairyland site, who is also proposing spec buildings. Kaligian said at this time it's not known what type of business would move into the spec buildings.
I don't know that that's been stipulated yet. I know that our hope, of course, is that they're actually manufacturing and not warehousing, because with manufacturing, we know the wages will be much higher.
If the Plan Commission approves the 3 TIDs, Kaligian says, a public hearing will be scheduled in August when more information about the proposed developments might be available. The Plan Commission will also review plans for a new downtown Kenosha hotel on the second floor of the Chase Bank building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.